For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright with your Friday night sex quiz. Last night, Planned Parenthood had a special Trivial Pursuit event at the Ukiah Brewing Company. Subject fields ranged from history and science to pop culture and current events. Prizes for winners included beer and wine, fancy coffee, sex toys, and useful items for dogs. I chatted with a couple of Planned Parenthood educators before the event got going. We will talk frankly in the next few minutes, but we'll also let those of you who missed the event participate a little bit.
Hi, I'm Evie Trost.
I'm Kellen Kaiser.
What's going on tonight?
We're doing sex trivia here at the Ukiah Brewing Company. So we'll be doing some trivia questions for the next few hours so folks can come on down and learn a little bit about sexual health and sex education.
It's a lot like a bar trivia event in the sense that people sign up as teams. Those teams, we have six rounds of questions that those teams will have a chance to answer. And then we'll score those rounds. And then whoever makes the most points, knows the most about what we're talking about, will get prizes. Additionally, there's also going to be raffles that will have prizes as well.
So is this an event that's happened before? Or is this just kind of a groundbreaking kind of thing here in Ukiah?
Yes, it is a groundbreaking event here in Ukiah. We have done this before in other areas that Planned Parenthood Northern California serves, but this is our first time doing this event in Ukiah, so we're really excited.
And what's the objective? What are you trying to get done today?
Mostly it's a chance for people to come out and have fun, learn a bit about sex and sexuality, and as well about our services. So here in Ukiah, we provide sexual and reproductive health services, things like birth control, safer sex supplies, STD testing and treatment, gender-affirming hormones like testosterone and estrogen, PrEP, which is a drug people can take to prevent getting HIV. So we'll be also raising awareness about our services and education.
Well, you just kind of educated me. I was not even aware that there was such a drug as PrEP.
Yeah, a lot of people aren't aware of PrEP, which is part of the reason that we're trying to do some awareness raising around it. But it's an awesome breakthrough in terms of HIV prevention. So basically, it's a pill that somebody who is HIV negative takes on a once daily basis to prevent getting the virus. And so there's a lot of people for whom this could be a huge sort of help in terms of keeping their bodies safe and healthy.
And one thing that I'm wondering that doesn't have anything to do with this quiz, but that you just reminded me of, I'm wondering if there has been a higher instance of other sexually transmitted diseases.
Yeah, so definitely part of what we do in terms of sexual health education is talking about sexual health with young people and about HIV so that they can keep their bodies safe and healthy. But I think it is something that people of all ages can use some reminding around. And STDs are in general at an all-time high for young people and for folks of varying ages as well. Very common. Not the end of the world, but very common.
Yeah, it can definitely spoil the fun for a lot of people. So about the sex trivia, is it going to be fun or is it going to be like sex ed class in high school, which I think was like a secret abstinence program because it made things sound so boring and so gross?
As folks who are sex educators on a daily basis, we hope our sex education classes are always fun. And I think the young people and the adults that we work with oftentimes give us that feedback because the approach we take at Planned Parenthood is to talk about sex in a non-judgmental, bias-free, shame-free way. And I think just taking the shame and bias out of sex education makes it fun. But to answer your question, yes, tonight will be a lot of fun questions. We have topics spanning pop culture, music, history, sex in the news. So a variety of different questions will come up tonight. And there will be some about some of the sex ed basics as well.
So can we take a sneak peek before the event gets going and check out some of the questions?
Okay, as long as you don't give away the answers.
Okay.
Do you want to make sure?
Okay, so we just came up with a quiz right now. Kellen and Ebi are going to read three questions, and the first person who sends an email to news@kzyx.org with all these questions right, and you have to promise that you didn't Google them, gets a t-shirt from Planned Parenthood. Okay, take it away.
Awesome. So historically, sometimes people did not see masturbation as the thing that we understand is healthy today. It wasn't necessarily seen that way. So what breakfast food was invented as part of an anti-masturbation crusade? Was it A, muesli, B, farina, C, bran flakes, or D, corn flakes?
All right, next question.
Okay, this is from one of our rounds called Animal Style. So this is about animal sexuality. Which animal has a penis that can detach from its body and mate on its own? Is it A, a pufferfish, B, an octopus, C, a finch, or D, the penguin?
No Googling. Okay, all right, last one.
What word referring to a part of the female anatomy is thought to be derived from the Greek for key?
Okay, if you get all three of those right in an email to news@kzyx.org without Googling, I will forward this information on to our partners at Planned Parenthood and you will get a free t-shirt.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. This will be up on the website so you can hear the questions again. Have a great weekend and stay safe.